Yeah, he looked good to have him back, and did a nice job. I thought it was a good start. You know, practice-wise, we had a good practice out there. You know, guys look like they're focused, and that's what it's going to take to beat the Saints.
How did Kareem look?
He looked good. I thought he had one of his better practices.
Hey, Bill, can you talk a little bit about the Saints' defense, kind of the unknown coming in, the changes they made?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's the key. You know, there's you know, coaching change there, and that's difficult. You know, that's a challenge, talking about for us, you know, because – they're coming off of a bye, so I'm sure they'll have some different stuff for us that maybe isn't on film, some different schemes and things like that. So, you know, we've got to do a good job of understanding how the game's being played very early on so that we can adjust. You know, I think that's going to be a big part of the game is when the game's going on, are we able to see what they're doing and adjust to it? You know, they've got big corners. Browner and Bro, these guys are playing well. They've got Cameron Jordan up front. You know, obviously a linebacker. I'm very familiar with Michael Mowdy, so, and the other guys that they have. So they're a good defense. I don't care what the stats say. I really don't. Our guys need to be ready to go. This is a good defense.
What do they call Brandon Cooks the squirrel? He's so quick.
What do they call him?
Squirrel.
The squirrel? Yeah, I wouldn't nickname him the squirrel. I would nickname him very good, you know, but he, VG maybe, very good. No, he's a really good player, Aaron. And they try to get him the ball in a lot of different ways. They're very creative with him. He's very fast. He's a strong player. I really liked him, when he was coming out of Oregon State. He's got good hands. He can run all the routes. He's a guy that you can throw screens to. You can throw shot plays to, intermediate routes, run them on, reverses and, speed sweeps and things like that. So he's a really good player.
So I'm looking at third down defense and kind of where you guys have come to. I think a lot of these sets of the way Romeo's switched things up a little bit. Just your thoughts on personally fighting
those players? Yeah, these guys have done a good job, especially the players, but the coaches led by Rack have put them in good position. And the players have gone out there and really played well. Now, it's really just like everything else in this league. It's what have you done for me lately? You know, now we got this team coming in here who's very, very good on third down as far as their third down offense. So it's a huge challenge for our defense. You know, this is a great quarterback coming in here and Drew and really good players on offense and a great play caller. So it's a big challenge for us. Yeah, I mean, people ask me that a lot. I'm not sure that anyone in that locker room's, ever been really lacking for confidence. I mean, if you're lacking for confidence in pro football, I mean, that's going to be a problem. So I think these guys are confident in their ability. They're, what I see is better team defense. I think we're playing better as a team. I think we're tackling better. I think we're understanding our scheme better, and we're able to go out there and apply it to what the offense is doing, and that's what I see. And in order for that to continue, we've got to have another good practice tomorrow, another one on Friday, and we have to be able to do it again on Sunday because, again, like I said, the Jet game's over, the Cincinnati game's over, the Tennessee game's over. This is a whole new ball game coming in here with the New Orleans Saints, and it's going to be a big, big challenge.
You guys had a
You know, we've practiced, you know, we've been in pads, you know, whatever's allowable. We've been in pads once a week. We'll be in pads tomorrow. And I think that's helped. You know, that's helped. You know, we never tackle live in practice. I mean, I think a couple times we went goal line a couple weeks ago, but we probably won't be live in practice. But I think just having the pads on and being able to thud a guy up and be in the proper position to make the tackle has helped. But I think, again, it comes down to the players. The players have gone out there and had the want to, had the desire, been in the right position to make the tackles. And I think all the credit goes to the players, and they have to continue to do that. This is a team in New Orleans that breaks a lot of tackles. They have strong offensive players, and we're going to have to really tackle well. They run a lot of space plays, and we're going to have to tackle real well.
You mentioned him a little bit, Drew Brees. He's been around the league for a very long time. Even with him being as late in his career as he is, what have you seen from him? What still makes him dangerous?
Yeah, no, I don't care where he is in his career. This guy's a great player. Fast. He's very quick-minded, you know, so he's able to get the ball out very quickly and accurately. And, you know, he's been doing it for a long time, so there's really not a lot that you can show him that he hasn't seen, you know, probably nothing, you know. So you have to do a great job of making sure that your players understand their assignments and any tendencies that New Orleans may have. You got to make sure that they understand those. And at the end of the day, he's going to make some plays, but we have to limit those by tackling and by spinning the dial on him a little bit. But he's a great player, and I think he's playing real well.
This year seems kind of similar to last year in terms of the defense getting going in the second half. I'm just wondering what you think. You know, you guys, I know you guys had hoped that it would carry over and things would start off fast there. What do you think? What do you think is the reason for the defense again needing that adjustment period?
You know, I don't know. I think it's an improvement league, and these guys have gotten better every week. You know, look, I think that you know, like we talked about, I think the bye came at a good time. We were able to review some things, and you know, I understand the question, and I'm trying to give you a good answer here. Like, we've basically said, look, first half of the season's over. Like, we moved on from that, you know, and some of it was good and a lot of it wasn't real good. And so we moved on from that. We learned from it, and now we're in a position here where, you know, we're playing better on defense. But, again, like, I can't stress this enough to everybody out there, we especially our players, that this is a whole new ball game. You know, this is the New Orleans Saints, very good offense, and our guys, it's a big challenge for our guys.
With the Saints defense, do you go back and look and see what Dennis Allen was doing in Oakland and in Denver to get ready for them?
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything, anywhere he's worked, we're going back to watching what he's done there. So there's no doubt about that. We have, you know, with all the technology we have, I don't know if you guys even know, but our video goes, you know, back to like 2006. So we're able to go back and call up games and for anybody, you know, for whether it's Dennis Allen or any other coach. And so that's our job as coaches, to leave no stone unturned and make sure we understand, you know, anything that may come up in the game.
Coach, your thoughts on JJ being named AFC Defensive Player of the Week and being able to do so despite the fact that every week coaches talk about focusing on JJ and limiting what he can do, and he's still able to lead the league in so many different statistical categories?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. There's not much left that you can say about JJ. You know, he's just a great player. He's a consistently great player. He puts in the time off the field. You know, player of the week, player of the month, player of the year. You know, it doesn't. He's out there every single game on every play that he's in the game, which is the majority of snaps. He affects the game, and I think that says it all about a player. When you can say that about a player, like that's a great player.